You're listening to SBS News.
As worshippers entered the Zetlin Mosque in Sydney for prayers this week, they found offerings of flowers and kind words left at their door. It's one way Australians have shown solidarity to Muslim communities in the wake of the Christchurch attacks. To the members of this mosque, that support has meant everything.
That's very good. Even in this mosque, we have a few good wishes, flowers, and support, you know, words of support. And it all feels better, you know, make us feel better.
They are actually sympathized to us, what happened. I think most of the people, they didn't like it. Yeah. They are also sad like us.
So great support. It's a so nice feeling. I've seen it in so many places, but by video, this is Australia. This is Australia. We love it.
Australia's Indonesian Muslim community has received so much support that they have decided to pass the favour forward. Led by their imams, Indonesian Australians have visited the New Zealand Consulate General in Sydney, laying down their own floral tributes and expressing their condolences. Imam of the Tempe Mosque, Muhammad Ali Abdullah, says it was all about recognising that New Zealand, as a nation, was feeling the same grief as the global Muslim community.
We are feeling not only for our Muslim brethren who have and their families who have passed away in New Zealand, but the greater community. It's a shock for us, just as it is for everyone else. So one of the ideas that came up is to perhaps, everyone's coming to our mosque to give flowers, why can't we come to the representative of the New Zealand government here in Sydney to do the same?
Imam of the Zetlin Mosque, Dr. Imin Hardy, also led members of his community to the New Zealand Consulate General. Dr. Hardy says he's been overwhelmed by the kindness the New Zealand government has shown to his community since the attack.
Just to show our togetherness, our unity and our communal support that we are here together with Australia, with New Zealand and its government and people in facing this calamity. Let them feel that they are not alone, but we together support them in together in this calamity.
The Indonesian community is not alone in its thinking, with high-ranking officials from Argentina, Turkey, Timor-Leste, China, and many, many more nations all visiting to do the same. On the receiving end of that support is the New Zealand Consul General in Sydney, Bill Dobby. Mr. Dobby says he has been humbled by how many communities have reached out in solidarity since the attack.
At a time like this, which is a very sad and difficult time for New Zealand and particularly for our Muslim community, it's good to know that we're not alone.
Back at the Zetlin Mosque, worshippers say the only way to move past this atrocity and avoid another one like it is to move past it together. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.